curious wind tunnel of flying money. Bills whirled, spun and flapped all around as the players scrambled to grab as much as they possibly could before time ran out. They went absolutely bonkers inside the money volcano, reaching, clutching, spinning, flailing about inside a tornado of cash. It was great entertainment. For 15 seconds, it was clear that nothing in the world was more important than money. To a certain extent, we are all inside the money volcano. We are playing the game in a less intense and visible manner, but we have been playing and being played for many years in countless ways. Most of us think about money a lot of the time. How much we have, how much we need, how to get more, how to keep what we have, and how much our neighbours, friends and colleagues make, spend and save. Luxuries, bills, opportunities, freedom, stress. Money touches every part of modern life, from family budgets to national politics, from shopping lists to saving accounts. And there's more to think about every day as the financial world becomes more advanced, as we get more complex mortgages, loans and insurance, and as we live longer into retirement and face new financial technologies, more complex financial options and greater financial challenges. Thinking a lot about money would be fine if by thinking more about it we were able to make better decisions. But that's not the case. The truth is, making bad money decisions is a hallmark of humanity. We're fantastic at messing up our financial lives. Congratulations, humans. We're the best. Consider these questions. Does it matter if we use credit cards or cash? We spend the same amount either way, right? Actually, studies show we are more willing to pay more when we use a credit card. We make bigger purchases and leave larger tips with credit cards. We're also more likely to underestimate or forget how much we spend when, you guessed it, using the payment method we use most, a credit card. What's a better deal? A locksmith who opens a door in 2 minutes and charges $100? Or one who takes an hour and charges the same, $100. Most people think the one who took longer is the better deal, because he put in more effort and he cost less per hour. But what if the locksmith who took longer had to try several times and broke a bunch of tools before he succeeded, and charged $120? Surprisingly, most people still think this locksmith is a better value than the speedy one, even though all he did was waste an hour of our time with his incompetence. Are we saving enough for retirement? Do we all know, even vaguely, when we'll stop working? How much we'll have earned and saved by then? How much our investments will have grown? And what our expenses will be for the exact number of years we'll live after that? No? We're so intimidated by retirement planning that as a society, we're saving less than 10% of what we need, aren't confident we are saving enough, and believe we'll have to work until we're 80, even though our life expectancy is 78. Well, that's one way to cut down on retirement expenses. Never retire. Do we spend our time wisely? Or do we spend more time driving around looking for a gas station that will save us a few cents than we spend trying to find a cheaper mortgage? Not only does thinking about money not improve financial decision-making, but sometimes the simple act of thinking about money actually changes us in deep and troublesome ways. Money is the top reason for divorce, and number one cause of stress in Americans. People are demonstrably worse at all kinds of problem-solving when they have money problems on their mind. One set of studies showed that the wealthy, particularly when reminded they are wealthy, often act less ethically than the average person, while another study found that just seeing images of money makes people more likely to steal from the office, hire a shady colleague, or lie to get more money. Thinking about money literally messes with our heads. Given the importance of money for our own lives, for the economy, and for society, and given the challenges we have thinking about money in rational ways, what can we do to sharpen the way we think? The standard answer to this question is usually financial education, or the more sophisticated term, financial